That's fast, available where you live, and so affordable, there's no reason to stay on dial-up. So even if you're in Franklin, Minnesota, you can now be sure they have Wild Blue Satellite Speed Internet, the same high-speed internet available in every Franklin in the U.S., because Wild Blue reaches you, too.
Get free standard installation if you call right now. Call 1-866-WILD-BLUE. It's a great deal. Call 1-866-WILD-BLUE or visit wildblue.com today. For complete terms and conditions, visit wildblue.com.
Dr. Jerome Corsi, and we're going to be talking about what this immigration issue is all about. You know, there's a lot of confusion going on. We hear some of the radical leaders of the Hispanic movement talking about how they're going to take over Southwest United States and California and New Mexico and Arizona and Texas. And, of course, we get very angry, very defensive about this. And we see a million people marching, on May 1st, half a million in Los Angeles, half a million in Chicago, 50 other cities across the country, all carefully orchestrated for the psychological impact on the American people. Who's behind the marches? Who is funding La Raza and Mecca and LULAC and all of these radical organizations? Why, America's great tax-exempt foundations, specifically the Ford Foundation, although they're getting help from some of the other usual suspects, are these great tax-exempt foundations with great wealth who have a different agenda, who for the better part of three-quarters of a century have been financing communism and socialism, creating an enemy that we would tend to focus on without ever realizing who the real enemy was. And, of course, the major problem that we have is that most people look upon the immigration issue as if somehow we have a lot of Mexicans coming up here taking away our jobs, and the Mexicans are simply pawns in this whole incredible game, just as we are. They're people looking for a better way of life, and they've been encouraged to come here. We have not secured our border. President Bush has been a president for 5 years, and what is he doing to secure the border? Why, he's going to send 6,000 National Guardsmen down. They won't have weapons. They won't have anything to do with apprehending the illegal immigrants who are streaming across America now in greater numbers than ever before, because they intend to get amnesty, too. After all, they know that the other people are going to get amnesty. President Bush says, oh, I'm against amnesty. I just want them all to be able to remain here and become citizens. That's not amnesty. And of course, so many people say, well, the president says it isn't amnesty. It obviously can't be amnesty. Of course, it doesn't matter that your logic tells you it is amnesty. We know our president wouldn't lie to us, would he? And after all, isn't he securing the borders by sending down 6,000 troops that will not do anything at all to help the Border Patrol? It's all a matter of perception. It is all to throw us off the track of what this is really all about. And Dr. Corsi has done a great deal of research and has a great deal of information on what the issue really is. Do not be dissuaded by so much of what's being said by the political pundits who are mobilizing us, the whites against the Hispanics, or whatever it would be. What's the real issue? Well, Dr. Corsi, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Dr. Stan, it's an honor to be back with you. Thank you.
And why don't you give our listeners your appraisal of what's going on? Because I think you are certainly have a clear, concise view of what this is really all about.
Well, Dr. Stan, I did start with the research, and when I was writing the book, The Minutemen, it's going to be with Jim Gilchrist of The Minutemen. It'll be out in July. Minutemen is going to battle to secure America's borders. And I couldn't figure out why President Bush was not securing our border with Mexico. I mean, we've had terrorists come across that border. We know that, for instance, some Hezbollah terrorists from Lebanon came across the border in Mexico. They set up shop in Detroit and were sending money back to Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon, and they're now in federal prison. Every day we get Middle Easterners coming across that border who we don't know who they are or why they are there. And they're apprehended by the Border Patrol and often just let go.
That's the catch-and-release program And of course the excuse is, well, shucks, we don't have anything, we don't have any place to put them. We don't have any jails or any detention camps. So we're going to catch them, and then we're going to give them an appointment to come back for a deportation hearing. And you know, those terrible people, they don't show up for the hearings. Oh, what are we supposed to do? Ladies and gentlemen, 10 years ago, a decade ago, they authorized the money to build detainment camps for people who came here illegally from foreign countries. The Mexicans we sent back to Mexico to come back in again, the foreigners from other countries. Why don't we just let go? And they say, shucks, what are we supposed to do? Well, you might very well, you know, put them into detention camps and hold them there till you can send them back to their original countries and put them in prison for violating our laws. But we're not doing that because they want the crisis, because they got a solution. And Dr. Corsi is going to tell you what that solution is. So you pick up the story there.
Well, it started in Waco, Texas, on March 23rd, 2005. And that's when President Bush met with Vincente Fox and the then Prime Minister of Canada, Paul Martin. And they signed a joint declaration, a joint statement, which created a security and prosperity partnership. And that was a key term, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, SPP for short. And that agreement was not submitted to Congress, Dr. Stan. It was not reviewed by the American people. It was largely unnoticed. But what was behind it, you know, then just a few weeks later, in May 2005, the Council on Foreign Relations issued this task force report that was about building a North American community. When you read that task force report, it said it was the blueprint behind the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and the plan was ultimately to create a North American Union, like the European Union, that President Bush agreed to in signing that Waco, Texas agreement. And the North American Union would be a new government with new parliament, a new Congress, a new executive, and the result would be that we would erase the border with Mexico. We would erase the border with Canada. The only border we would protect is on the periphery, that we would protect it around the periphery, and that was all. And when that came to be, you saw that plan, the whole intent there was to have free trade, free movement of people, free everything in and through North America without restriction. Now that idea is one that the American people were not presented explicitly. We were not told that our government was in the process of building a new regional government called the North American Union.
Well, that's because the American people wouldn't want it. The American people don't want to give up their sovereignty any more than the countries of Europe want to give up their sovereignty. But there is an elite who has a different view. Isn't that true?
Well, that's right, Dr. Stan, and that's the problem.
Now you hold there, and we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Jerome Corsi. This is what it's all about. Listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen. Listen carefully.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Dr. Jerome Corsi. You'll find his articles in newswithviews.com and Human Events. He's got a great article in both of those, and you want to get them. We've had Dr. Corsi on in the past with his book, A Black Gold Stranglehold, and he's written a number of fascinating books. Well, in a few minutes, we'll give you an opportunity to get more information about the material he has. But he is talking about this plan by the elite to do away with our borders, to do away with our sovereignty, and to raise our living standards to that of the Mexican peasant. And the average American says, that could never go on. Ladies and gentlemen, it is official U.S. policy. It has been decided upon by the ruling elite. And neither you or I are going to change this. Well, unless, of course, there are enough Americans who care about our sovereignty and want to accuse the leaders of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bush administration of treason. But don't feel bad. It's not just the Bush administration. John Kerry would have gone right along with the same program. The leaders of both political parties are dedicated to the destruction of our sovereignty. So pick that story up there, Dr. Corsi.
Well, that's right, Dr. Stan. This agreement that was signed in Waco, Texas, in March 23rd, 2005, by President Bush, President Vicente Fox, and Prime Minister of Canada, Paul Martin, created a Security and Prosperity Partnership, SPP. And that's the beginning of a North American government, a North American union. As we'll see here, and I want to give some websites so that your listeners, Dr. Stan, can see that this is really happening. If you go to spp.gov, that's sampeterpeter.gov, you're going to see a Department of Commerce website. That's a U.S. government website. And on it, you'll see full documentation that since March 23rd, 2005, the U.S. government has created over 20 task forces with their counterparts in Mexico and the government of Canada to create a North American union policy on a whole wide range of areas, including e-commerce, travel, trade down to textiles, truck traffic, air traffic, border security. And if you take a look, you'll see the reports. Now, those reports are signed by Secretary Gutierrez of Commerce, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and Michael Chertoff, Secretary of Homeland Security. This is serious, active government work on the executive level to create the North American Union by regulation. Now, none of this, as I wrote today in WorldNetDaily.com, none of this has been submitted to Congress for review. None of this is authorized by legislation. This is the administrative branch going off on its own to create by regulation, and you can see the websites in Canada and Mexico, the government websites that are comparable to SPP.gov. There's a massive project undergoing in the American government to create a new government in the Western Hemisphere.
And, of course, most Americans will go along with it because aren't we a nation of laws? And these are the laws of our land being made by the executive branch of government. They don't have the right to do it, but they've done it. And who's going to challenge them, Congress? The courts, which are packed with people who are dedicated to the destruction of our sovereignty? Go ahead.
Well, you're right, Dr. Stan. This is virtually like a coup within the administrative branch of government, because the way it's supposed to be, the president should come before Congress and say, I want to create the North American Union, and I want you to pass a law to do it, and if it takes a constitutional amendment, let's do that. But instead, with no speech, no declaration to the American people, under this name a security and prosperity partnership, a name that sounds like we're all going to be more secure and richer, when in truth what's going to happen is the president intends to erase the border with Mexico. That's why he won't secure the border. There's not going to be any illegal immigration anymore from Mexico, Dr. Stan, because all the Mexicans are going to be authorized to be here.
They'll call it migration, not immigration.
That's right. And, Dr. Stan, you and I will have a North American Union passport instead of a U.S. passport. And instead of dollars, they even have a name for the new currency. We're going to be carrying Ameros. That's the new currency we're going to trade our dollars in for. And all of this I've documented in the Human Events Online articles and the WorldNet Daily articles with abundant links to the government documents which validate that what I'm saying is true.
Well, I have no question it's true. It is just simply, it is so preposterous that the average American said, why, if this was happening, Rush Limbaugh would tell us, or Sean Hannity would tell us, certainly somebody would tell us what's going on. And the tragedy is, of course, the media is controlled. The American people are not to know. They'll be the last to know that the sovereignty of this once great nation will soon be a remembrance of things past.
That's right, Dr. Stan. It's like, I want to give you another website. If you go to NASCOCorridor.com, now that's NASCO, like Nancy, Alpha, Sam, Charlie, Oscar, Corridor, all one word, NASCOCorridor.com, you're going to see this new NAFTA superhighway that the government is going to build. It's well along the way. The Trans-Texas segment of it is going to be started in 2007. And again, this is all fully documented. The highway is going to stretch from Laredo, Texas, all the way along Interstate 35, four football fields wide. It's going to have five lanes of traffic in each direction, plus rail, plus pipelines, into Canada and into Mexico. The plan here now is that tankers will come in from the Far East with all these cheap goods. They'll land at a Mexican port, Lázaro Cárdenas. They'll be unloaded by Mexican workers who are not longshoremen, no longshoremen's union, cheaper wages. They'll be brought on Mexican trains to Monterey, where they'll be loaded on Mexican trucks. Again, all, no United Transportation workers, no Teamsters. Those Mexican trucks, thousands of them every hour, will come across a speed bump lane where they'll only be checked electronically. This has all been set up in SPP.gov and the working groups, Sentry Systems Electronic. And those trucks will pour into the United States, Mexican drivers, Far Eastern cheap goods. And the only hub they're going to stop at is in Kansas City. And if you'll believe it, Dr. Stan, Kansas City is going to spend $3 million of taxpayers' money to build a Mexican customs agency office where the trucks can go into Mexican customs, an extensive Mexican customs office, the most extensive foreign customs office on American soil ever. And those trucks then can go east and west, so you're eliminating the need to bring in the cheap Chinese goods to Long Beach or to Los Angeles, to truck them across the Rocky Mountains by Teamsters. Instead, they come up through the Baja into Mexico, right up through Texas into the heart of the United States, with this four football fields wide full of highway that's going to deliver them. That's a NAFTA superhighway. If you take a look at NASCOCorridor.com, you're going to see a picture of it, which is eye-popping. And this has been in this has been in the works since 1997. And the Bush administration is solidly pushing it forward. Bush administration wants this to happen because, remember, all the Mexicans can come here if they want to. There's going to be no border with Mexico. It's going to be erased. All the Mexican trucks can come in because we're all going to be one country. This is a regional government. The North American Union will have its own constitution. It'll have its own courts. It'll have its own currency. It'll have its own parliament. And what happens to our Supreme Court is it becomes secondary. Our Congress is secondary. Our president is secondary. We lose our sovereignty.
And that's just what's happened in Europe. That is why so many of the countries over there are so concerned. And really by France and by, I think it was Holland, both rejected the European Parliament. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the people want. There is an elite. They have an agenda. They're going to carry it out. And they simply don't care what you think because they know they're not enough Americans. who really value their freedom. We're much more concerned about who's going to win the World Soccer, Cup, but rather than the future that we're going to bequeath to our children.
That's right, and the driving force for this is international capital, and it is an elite who views America, they're post-American, they're post-nation-state. They think we're just an historical accident. We're all going to progress in this great progression of history, like Hegel, the German philosopher, and Karl Marx, who came from Hegel, thought, and we're all going to become this part of this, you know, regional and world government. Well, Dr. Sanis never worked. And, you know, I go back to Aristotle, who said that man is a political animal, and human beings need families, and they need nation states in order to feel a sense of identity. I also believe the United States of America is a unique country, that we were founded with principles that are in our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution and Bill of Rights, which is a unique form of government that millions of Americans have died in battle for. And they did not die to form the North American Union, and I don't trust Mexico to protect my liberties under the Bill of Rights. They don't have a Bill of Rights in Mexico. You can't have a radio show like Dr. Stan's radio show in Mexico. You'd be in jail, because they don't have freedoms in Mexico. And if we're going to have a government with Mexico in which we are going to make Mexico our equals in all these matters, including political freedom, I think it's a tragic and historical loss that the world will never recover from.
And, of course, we'll be joining with Canada. They don't allow Christian radio in Canada. You know, they regulate their people. They take away the people's weapons. They don't have the right to have guns in Canada. And after all, with the increased level of violence in America that's coming, with all the illegal immigrants coming in, and the MS, you know, a 13 gang of 50,000 members, the 18th Street gang, 20,000 members, gee, maybe we better just disarm the law-abiding citizens so that we won't have so much violence from those gangs.
Well, that's right, Dr. Sam. In The Minuteman, the book with Jim Gilchrist, we documented that, you know, there are this MS-13 gang, there are criminals and murderers and criminal gangs coming across from Mexico. Mexico is basically an organized crime, drug cartel-controlled country that has a few billionaires, and the mass of the people are in abject poverty. And the drug cartels, through bribery and extortion, rule the country. Now, we're importing that across our open border. We interviewed the FBI for this book on the Minutemen, and the FBI told us that 3,000 American communities have the MS-13 gang. These are the tattooed gangs. They deal drugs and they steal cars. They're a brutal, vicious gang. There's 3,000 Mexican nationals who have killed American citizens and fled across the border, 3,000, who are now in hiding in Mexico, and Mexico will not extradite them because Mexico thinks that our death penalty is cruel and unusual punishment. But it wasn't cruel and unusual punishment for those 3,000 Mexican nationals to come up here and kill American citizens. This is not just people looking for work. Our prisons in California are filling up with illegal aliens. They are criminals. Many of them become criminals when they are here. Many of them were criminals escaping from justice when they came across the border. We are having an invasion of Mexico's impoverished, lower class, uneducated, that are going to demand Americans take care of them in terms of social welfare, educating their children, all the benefits which will bankrupt the middle class.
And, of course, here in California, we have a budget of about $110 billion a year, thanks to Arnold. We only had 97 when we had that terrible Gray Davis here, but now it's up to 110. But it costs California $10 billion a year, for Medicaid, because, of course, these people use false ID. They get onto Medicaid. They get, free education for their children and subsidized education if they want to go to college. The prisons, you know, we have to put so many of them in prisons. We have to, 95% of the children born at the Los Angeles County Hospital are born to illegal aliens, and every one of those children is an anchor baby. They become eligible immediately for welfare benefits. Aren't we a great country, or are we a stupid country?
Well, in fact, Dr. Stan, we've documented Mexican ambulances crossing the border to take Mexicans into U.S. hospitals to get them treatment.
Sure.
There's something like 90 hospitals that have had to close in California because they've gone bankrupt dealing with the illegal aliens.
And this program is being heard in Colorado. It costs Colorado $3 billion a year to fund illegal immigrants in their state. We'll be right back with Dr. Corsi.
I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooters, your supplier of both new and used guns, handling all major brands with over 350 guns and inventories. We'll take your guns in on trade or purchase them outright. Come in, see us first. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street in Fort Collins. We're also the largest gun safe dealer in the region. We carry a full line of Security National and Liberty safes for your home, office, cabin, or RV use. Whatever your needs, we have the unit for you. Located 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street. Come see us at Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers.
Curse you, Justice League!
Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Dr. Jerome Corsi. And before we go on, do you have a website or any information you'd like to get out about what you do?
Well, thank you. I am a full-time author. After I wrote Unfit for Command with John O'Neill, co-authored that. The new book, which can be seen on Amazon.com, is Minutemen. It's called, the subtitle is The Battle to Secure America's Borders. Minutemen is the title of the book, Minutemen. And you can search my name, C-O-R-S-I, on Amazon.com, and you'll see that book as well as several of the other books that I've written. The whole issue, I think, of immigration, Dr. Stan, is going to become the defining issue of the 2006 election and probably the 2008 election as well. The American people is a crisis. We're having an invasion coming in largely right now from Mexico. It's really Article 4 of the Constitution. The president is supposed to protect America from invasions. Well, this may not be an army, but we have, you know, Mexico's population moving into the United States. Even the government today admits that one of every 10 people born in Mexico is living today in the United States. And That's under the government statistics that there are 12 million illegal aliens here. Bear Stearns has told their investors there's 20 million. And then the Minutemen, Jim Gilchrist and I, say there's 30 million illegal aliens. Now, that would be like more like two or three of everybody born in Mexico is living in the United States, and more coming every day, unchecked, along with the criminal elements coming in across that border. And the only explanation for it that I've been able to come up is that President Bush really has decided to create this North American Union. And that's what this Waco, Texas agreement was in March 2005 with Vincente Fox and with Canada's Prime Minister Martin to create the Security and Prosperity Partnership. And if you look at SPP.gov, you're going to see in the Department of Commerce website 20 working groups by regulation creating the North American Union without telling Congress or the American people what they're doing.
Gee, I wonder why the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and the Washington Post and Time and Newsweek and U.S. News don't tell the American people that the plan is to destroy the sovereignty of our nation. Could it be they're afraid the American people don't want that?
That's right, Dr. Stan. The same reason President Bush does not give a speech saying, my plan is to create the North American Union to replace the United States with a regional government. If he had run on that in 2004, he wouldn't have carried a single red state.
Yeah, it's so true. And you know, the incredible thing about this whole thing is that, you know, the average American finds this so impossible to believe, because if this were really true, he would anticipate that he would be hearing this elsewhere. But this is really a plan to destroy the sovereignty of our nation. And with that, we will then have to share our Social Security with the Mexicans. After all, we're all part of the same country, aren't we? And of course, they've even made provisions now where the people who've come to this country and worked here illegally have used false Social Security numbers. They're going to get their Social Security. After all, they paid into it. Why shouldn't they get it? The government knows who all of these illegals are who are working with Social Security cards. I talked to Mr. Robert Rector from the Heritage Foundation. He says the Social Security Administration has separate accounts for all the people working here illegally. They know who they are. They just don't want the American people to know. This is long-range planning to destroy the sovereignty of our nation.
You're right, Dr. Stan. Robert Rector, who is American University, has been writing about this for about 20 years. And he was the vice chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations Task Force that created this document, Building a North American Community.
Right.
Now, what his view is, and, you know, it's got an extreme socialist view, which basically is the United States government ought to go away. He's very anti-American if you read his writings, and he thinks that we're just too strong and too assertive, and he wants to, you know, beat down the United States so that he can uplift Mexico and Canada and have our wealth shared with the Mexican people and the Canadians.
And
to the detriment of the middle class. I mean, it's a punitive plan.
But that, of course, is the agenda laid out in the Earth Charter by some of the wealthy and powerful people in the world. Anybody can read the Earth Charter, and it talks about equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. And, of course, between nations, that means we're going to transfer our wealth to the Mexican people and raise our living standards to theirs.
Well, that's right, Dr. Stan, and it's basically a communist idea.
Sure. Well, that's why Gorbachev is one of the co-authors of the Earth Charter,
right?
That great American patriot, Mikhail Gorbachev.
Well, and it does not pursue what America has been about. America has been about private enterprise, advancement, and personal freedoms, liberties. Our idea as Americans would be for Mexico to develop so that the Mexican people can be well off in Mexico. Mexico is a bankrupt country.
It's a fabulously wealthy country. It has tremendous resources, and it has, you know, some of the largest silver mines in the world. It has, you know, tremendous oil resources. It has lots of minerals there. The trouble is, you've only got a few billionaires.
That's
and
right.
Then everybody else is impoverished.
All that wealth, Dr. Stan, is stolen by the billionaires, by the families that control Mexico. They also are drug cartel families, and the poor are totally downtrodden and kept down. If you try to form a union in Mexico, you'll go to prison. They have unions, but they're all government unions, and they mean nothing. And that's why the very mass majority of Mexicans are not just poor, but in abject poverty. And the government is a socialist government and has been a socialist government for, you know, 70-some years. The whole idea of Mexico being allowed to export their poverty problem to the United States for us to handle on our welfare state, while the Mexican billionaires do not make fundamental reforms in Mexico, is a bad idea. But that's what this regional government of the North American Union is designed to have happen. So our middle class will be beaten down. Our unions that have worked for over 70 years to protect the middle class of America will be undercut, as they are right now, in the construction and other industries. But wait until this NAFTA superhighway is built, and the pressure is on the Longshoremen's Union in Los Angeles and Long Beach to reduce their pay or lose their jobs. And Mexican truckers are coming in here, thousands every hour, across the speed bump fast lanes at the border in Laredo, Texas, and able to compete with the Teamsters.
And it is all part of the plan to lower the living standards of America. Because why should we be so rich and so prosperous when there's so many poor people in the world? And of course, the people who controlled George Bush really wanted to redistribute not their wealth, but the wealth of the average American. And they're going to accomplish that. They're going to impoverish us unless, of course, there are enough Americans who have the courage to take a stand in this time. This is truly a time of crisis for America. And this is why President Bush has steadfastly refused to secure our borders. And believe me, 6,000 unarmed National Guardsmen who will not participate in trying to catch the people coming across the border is simply a token to placate the American people, to give them the impression they're trying to do something, but oh, shucks, those Mexicans just will not agree, and we're going to legalize 20 million of them. We'll be right back here, the American Freedom Network.
Dates of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Are you trying to make sense of a world gone mad? Can rising interest rates, huge budget and trade deficits, American jobs shift to China, and open borders really be good for America? Can a collapsing dollar, skyrocketing fuel prices, minimum wage jobs, and a wrecked social security system really lead us into economic prosperity? Who's going to buy your 401k as the baby boomers retire, selling out 70% of the U.S. equity markets when they go? Don't get caught holding the bag. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525. We offer all forms of gold and silver shipped and delivered at the utmost privacy at the most competitive pricing in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525 and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Dr. Jerome Corsi. We're talking about the plan to destroy the sovereignty of America, and that's what the immigration crisis is all about. Now, whether it's 20 million or 30 million, I don't know how many illegal immigrants here, and I will tell you that I know government officials have told friends of mine that there are at least 20 million people here. These were people in the banking industry, and they were told, you know, we should be helping the people send money back to their homes, whether it be in Mexico or other countries, and we want all of our banks to do everything they can to help the illegal immigrants, but they can't let the American people know that we're doing everything we can to encourage the people to come here. But once, if the Senate bill were to go through as it is, I mean, basically, almost all of the 20 million people would be allowed to stay. Those who've only been here less than 2 years are supposed to go home. But who's going to round them up? Does anybody honestly think we're going to round up, you know, 4 million people, assuming that, you know, there's about 20% of the people have been here less than 2 years, and we're going to round them up and deport them? Of course not. I mean, President Bush has already said, you can't round up and deport all these people. And so what's the solution? Well, we're going to do away with illegal immigration. We're going to make them all legal. And that is going to have a profound impact. You know, certainly they'll all soon be eligible for Medicare and welfare, and then they can bring in their relatives, you know, their parents. Why? Of course, then they become immediately eligible for Medicaid at $11,000 a year. That's what it costs for an elderly person on Medicaid, and it was designed to bankrupt America. Have you ever had that thought, Dr. Corsi? Is really an effort to bankrupt our nation?
You're right on target, I think, Dr. Stan, because that's, if you read the intellectual justifications for, like, Robert Pastor, American University, who was vice chair of this Council on Foreign Relations committee that was the blueprint behind the Security and Prosperity Partnership. He's clearly a far leftist, and he clearly is angry at America for being so successful, and he wants to reduce America's power and influence and our wealth without having Mexico take responsibility for Mexico. And all of this, Dr. Stan, is happening. If listeners go to spp.gov, which is a government website, you're going to see 20 working committees that are established in all kinds of areas, and what they're doing is that they are building by regulation this North American Union, unannounced to Congress and unannounced to the American people. That's something, I mean, I'm just going to go to that site right now and read you some of the working committees.
Before you do, would you mention what you told me the other day about going to Washington, D.C., meeting with several congressmen who never even heard of this?
Well, I spent last week much of it in Washington. I visited with congressmen, and 201, no congressman had ever heard of this Security and Prosperity Partnership within the Department of Commerce. I had to show them the website. They didn't know about the Natchez Superhighway that's going to be built 4 football fields wide along Interstate 35. I showed them NASCOCorridor.com. They were shocked. That's why I have an article this morning on WorldNetDaily.com. I even then called the person in the Department of Commerce who manages the SPP office. And she acknowledged to me that none of the working group's membership has been posted anywhere. So we're not allowed to know who's on these committees. They say that this website says they've come up with Canada and Mexico. They've done frameworks of understanding. They've had memorandums of understanding, declarations of common principle on areas, all these areas that are being implemented, consumer products, electronic commerce, textiles, temporary work entry, aviation safety. What these work groups have done, let me just give you an example that some listeners will understand. We have a GPS system, geographical positioning system over the United States with satellites for aviation. They can detect and precisely identify every plane flying over the United States. That wide area system's never been shared with another country. We're going to open it up by these agreements within the Department of Commerce working groups, SPP.gov, to Mexico and to Canada. You'll be able to sit in Mexico, Dr. Stan, and know where every military airplane is flying above the United States every minute. That's never been done before. That's being opened so there can be free transportation and across the air, across the rails, across the highways, into and out of Mexico and into and out of Canada and into the United States. No borders. That's the goal. Borders no more than speed bumps.
What did the congressman say when you showed him what was going on?
Well, they're shocked. After the article today that I wrote in WorldNet Daily, it's the top headline. There's going to be, I'm confident, I'm going to announce it on your show here first, there's going to be a group of congressmen getting together demanding that this information be released to Congress and to the American people. And Department of Commerce is going to have to come clean on this. There may be hearings. We're going to press through the House of Representatives because I think the Senate is worthless. The Republicans and the Democrats in the Senate might as well be the same. I mean, you've got, you know, Ted Kennedy and John McCain forming this amnesty bill under a different name.
Sure, and President Bush is pushing Ted Kennedy's legislation as he always did.
That's right. And
President Bush isn't a conservative.
He's
pushed more socialist legislation than Ted Kennedy ever could have gotten through.
And if you track down, like I have, I've published and written on these issues of Dubai and the Carlyle Group, which Bush's father has been paid for for years. Carlyle Group is now operating in Mexico. It picked as one of its three top people, Mark McClarty. He was the chief of staff for Bill Clinton. You know, the Dubai, all these capital groups, Bill Clinton's library, his speaking tours are paid by Dubai. Neil Bush is being financed, George Bush's brother, the one who wrecked Silverado Bank in Colorado. He is now being financed by Dubai. The movement of international capital here, the Bushes and the Clintons, who've controlled the White House now for 20 years, seem to be working together and paid by the same interests.
Absolutely. In fact, the idea we have a two-party system is simply for the simpletons, those people who really don't understand the power elite. Dr. Corsi, we're out of time. I really want to thank you so very much for being with us, and of course you'll be with us again on my evening program at 8 o'clock tonight, and that'll be available at RadioLiberty.com. Thank you for everything you're doing.
I'll be going to
WorldNet Daily right now to look at your latest article. That's it. Bye-bye.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program with Dr. Corsi this morning. We have a great 4-tape set on immigration we recommend to you. And, of course, we carry the book, Importing Revolution, that explains how the Ford Foundation has been funding this whole illegal immigrant movement. Why? Because the Ford Foundation, along with the Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundation, are dedicated to a world government under a ruling elite. They don't believe in national sovereignty. And the Ford Foundation and the others have been financing communism and socialism for three quarters of a century. And if you doubt that, we carry the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, which was written in 1958, but it is just as true today. It is one of the five most important books in my library. Foundations, Their Power and Influence, goes into what the Ford Foundation was doing in the 1950s. And, of course, the Importing Revolution will tell you what they're doing today. Both books available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Importing Revolution, Ford Foundation funding, La Raza and Mecha and La Raza, all of these racist organizations financing illegal activity in America. And, of course, they even put one of the key people from the Ford Foundation into the INS to make sure that nothing was done about illegal immigration. That's how the game is played, ladies and gentlemen. And then the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. Who is changing the effort to destroy the religious foundation of this country, to push a one-world government to take over our educational system? The Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, and the other great foundations. Both of these books are must-reading. Then, of course, you need to get my interview with Norman Dodd, who is the director of research for the Reese Committee that investigated the great foundations, and that's in our four-tape set, The Secret Government of the United States, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Of course, with that, in that same tape set, you'll actually hear my interview, not one I did, but one I purchased from the wife of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, talking about the secret society that became the Council on Foreign Relations. So you have to understand what's really going on today. And these people have a different worldview because they worship a different God. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you can get this, in large numbers at reduced cost. We want people to get that book out. You can get the video, the DVD. It tells you the same story, but the book is easy reading, and it will change the way you look at the world, because behind this whole movement of illegal immigration, of destruction of America, are powerful satanic forces. There really are Luciferian organizations. There are people in the world today who worship Lucifer. There are a number of secret organizations here. Most people don't understand. The Council on Foreign Relations came out of a secret society created by Cecil Rhodes in 1891. That's all described by Professor Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, in a book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, which was so informative that somebody came and bought up the Macmillan Publishing House and destroyed the place to the first half of Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope. We do carry the book. And if you get the Secret Government four-tape set, you'll hear Professor Quigley telling about how they came and bought up the Macmillan, his publisher, and destroyed the place to the first half of his book. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. 205-6245, KHNC 1360, The Lion.
Radio gets results. Radio gets results.
That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior...